funny. You know, most first ladies usually take on a project. You referred to Lady Bird and the Beautification Project. Laura Bush, it was literacy. Rosalind Carter, mental health. Hillary in healthcare, I suppose. What does it say about a first lady when she chooses a project, and what does it say about what she might be willing to bite off?
Well, I think it shows her commitment to her new position. The first ladies must realize that they have enormous influence, not power, but influence. And certainly Michelle realized that from the campaign right on. There are those who didn't do it. Nancy Reagan did minimal. Her concern was Ronald Reagan, making him happy. Her children never even visited the White House. I think after their first month there, I'm not sure that her own children, Patty and Ronald Jr., I'm not sure they ever were even in the White House again. They were totally irrelevant to the life of Nancy and Ronald Reagan. There were others. You mentioned Laura Bush and Barbara Bush. I mean, remember, Barbara Bush got the country interested in literacy, in reading. That was her pleasure. She broke ground on that. Laura really was just following in her footsteps on that. I certainly think Laura did a lot in that direction, but there was nothing original about it.
Let's go back to Michelle for a moment. Do you think that in the short time that she has been in the White House that she has changed or is in the process of changing the role of the First Lady?
Yes, I do. I think compare her to Laura Bush, who's a very popular, likable person, and chose a very safe topic, activity to be her own. Who can be against literacy? I mean, really, nobody. But Laura was very much the supportive person to her husband. They did practically nothing in a social way in the White House. In 8 years there, they had only six state dinners, which is really quite incredible. It's a lack of understanding that state dinners are not just where you show off your best silverware. It's where you're creating a stage for your visitors from foreign countries. I think that they didn't understand that function. So I'm saying that that Michelle is going back beyond them. Hillary, as First Lady, got maybe stuck her neck out too far at the beginning when she really wanted to manage their health care initiative. Now she's totally qualified. She's much more qualified now than she was then, of course, much. But she got burned by the criticism because that effort didn't go well. So she sort of retreated into being a more conventional person than she really was in her heart. Once again, you go back to Lady Bird, whose imprint is still across this whole nation. She woke up the nation to both beautifying itself and preserving its historic places. People forget that aspect of her work. But nobody's going to be against those. So it was safe, but she put energy and organization behind it. Therefore, it has lasted all these years. Lady Bird's work continues to this day. There's not a thing you can point to from, say, Nancy Reagan, who was a devoted wife to her husband. She adored him, as you know. But I can't offhand. Well, I can't think of anything that Nancy Reagan did in the White House that was lasting. There was some little effort about, a couple of projects, but they didn't catch on. They were not crucial. Her heart was not in it. So I think you can go back to Lady Bird. You can then go back to Eleanor Roosevelt. Now remember that the first lady who followed Eleanor Roosevelt's tenure. And Eleanor had broken ground to do things beyond any, and got much criticism, much harsh criticism, and even scoffing at her work, which was so important, shining her light on the dark corners of our country. Nobody, they would laugh about her enemies, and they were multiple, would laugh about her going down to coal mines. She She pointed out the terrible conditions that workers in this country must labor under for pitiful wages in many cases. So Eleanor Roosevelt's got to be basically a White House saint on that. I think that Michelle is reaching out very much to African American projects to bring African Americans into the fold in London, where they are not nearly as advanced in their racial adjustments as this country is. I was bureau chief over there for quite a long time. In London, she went to a girls' school, an inspirational thing. Those girls are never going to forget that. She also did a number of other personal efforts to make people think, particularly on that whole issue of bringing the black British into their more definitely into their society. They're way behind us on that. I think she is now on continental Europe. We're going to see how it goes over there. I have no reason to think it would be other than the same outstanding success. This is a woman of great ability. People forget that she was a Princeton graduate. She was a Harvard Law graduate. She was a person who could achieve just almost anything on her own merits. She doesn't get there from just being the wife of the president. And I think that is extremely important in this day and age when so many women are in the marketplace.